Shalom Aleichem, we are going to continue talking about the halachas and minhagim of Shavuos, and we're going to talk about three specific areas. Number one is the importance of staying awake and alert for the davening after being up all night. Number two is the laning is the Aseres HaDibros, so should we be standing, should we be sitting for that? Some people have the minhag to stand. Then number three is decorations in the shul in preparation for Shavuos, during Shavuos, putting up grass, flowers, and the like. So we'll talk about the basis for that minhag. Number one, when it comes to staying alert, staying awake for davening, it's very, very difficult. I'm talking primarily to myself, reading in the Sefer Yalkut Yosef. He says as follows, Yisgaber ke'ari betfila shach, you should get up like an ari, like a lion. You should be alert like a lion for davening shachris. You shouldn't let yourself fall asleep. You have to be awake and alert and paying attention so you don't lose the schar. It'd be so chaval, you stay up all night learning, but then you sleep through davening. And especially focuses on the Kriyat Shema Mitzvah Midoraisa Tefillah D'Shmoneh Esrei. You have to also be careful. Kriya Satora, that we're reading the Aseres HaDibros. And he brings a chazal when talking about the reading of the Aseres HaDibros and Chag HaShavuos. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, it's a medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Banai, my children, they are reading the Parsha of Aseres HaDibros each and every year on Shavuos, and I am considering it as if they are standing at Har Sinai receiving the Torah. So that's the importance of being alert, paying attention to the laning Aseres HaDibros. Effectively, it is a re-giving of the Torah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every year. So that is when it comes to point number one. Point number two is, should we be standing for the Aseres HaDibros? So there are some people who are noheg to stand up at the time of the reading of the Aseres HaDibros. They stand up right then. And the problem is that it looks like there is more of a chashivus to the Aseres HaDibros than the rest of the Torah, than the rest of the Parsha that we lay in. Because you were sitting up until now, and now because we get to the Aseres HaDibros, you stand. So says the Yalkut Yosef in the name of Rav Avadi Yosef, Ve'ein ze minag nachon. It's actually many poskim say that. This is not a correct minhag. Yesh la'achus, the concern here is that people are going to think, Shadavka Torah zomin ha-shamayim v'lo ha-shar. People are going to think that just the Aseres HaDibros were given from Har Sinai, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not the rest of it. And we're going to machshil people. We're going to see, we're going to cause other people who are looking at us, we're sitting, and then just for the Aseres HaDibros we stand, they're going to think that the Aseres HaDibros were given at Har Sinai. How about the rest of the Torah? And they're going to look down on the rest of the Torah, chas v'shalom. So that is inappropriate, and he even goes as far as to say that we should be mocha, we should tell those people they are doing the wrong thing, especially, he says, in a place that there are Talmidei Chachamim who are sitting for the Kriya Satorah. You have to tell other people they should not be standing. Another problem is it looks like you are, it looks like arrogance. They're standing while the Talmidei Chachamim are sitting. So in a nutshell, he says that it's problematic in a shul to just stand for the Aseres HaDibros, especially if some people are sitting. Stay seated. Don't stand up just for the Aseres HaDibros. But what happens if you're in a shul that people do stand up for the Aseres HaDibros and you can't change their minds? You can't change their minhag. They are going to continue standing up for the Aseres HaDibros. Because the Aseres HaDibros, they stand up. So what is a solution? So number one solution, he says, is to stand up for the entire laning. So if you're standing up for the entire laning, you're not standing up specifically for the Aseres HaDibros. So that is going to take care of the problem. You stood up the whole time. Or at a minimum, he says, don't stand up specifically for the Aseres HaDibros, but start at the beginning of that aliyah. So you're starting from the beginning, from when this person who has the aliyah for that includes the Aseres HaDibros, you're going to stand up when he says the bracha. You should be standing up anyway because he says Baruch Hu. And then stay standing for the entire aliyah. That is going to decrease the problem significantly. He says that Chazal don't like, Chazal say, don't be one who is seated when everyone else is standing. And that would be a zilzul. If everyone else is standing and you're sitting, it looks like you're being mezazel, you're disgracing the kedusha of the Aseres HaDibros. So you're in a pickle here. I'm supposed to be seated with everyone else for the Aseres HaDibros so we don't give off the impression that we're just standing for the Aseres Dibros, but if a mashul that everyone is standing, I cannot be seated, because I cannot be Yosheb Ben HaOmdim, I can't be seated when everyone else is standing, because then it looks like I am disregarding the Aseres Dibros. So the two solutions are, if it's in a place, people just stand for the Aseres Dibros, stand for the entire Kriyas HaTorah, at a minimum stand for the Aliyah that includes the Aseres HaDibros. That is minug number two. Minug number three, decorating the shuls with besamim, with plants that smell of besamim, and also roses in the shuls. So there's a chazal in Shabbos Peches that says that every dibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says of the Aseres HaDibros, the entire world was filled with besamim. Was entire world was spread with a good smelling scent. So it brings a pasuk as well that says Sif Sosav Shoshanim Natvas Morover. So based on that, because the Shoshanim are the flowers, roses. So we decorate good smells. So besamim in the shuls, and also Shoshanim, roses as well. So that is one minhag, and a similar minhag, there are those who are nohag to put anfei ilanos, to put branches of trees in the shul, and also these actually apply not only in the shul, but people's houses as well. Not only in the shul, houses in your homes. And here, why would they put branches of trees? So this is a remez to Chazal in Rosh Hashanah, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that at Atzeres on Shavuos, we are judged on Peirus Ailan. So we would put maybe primarily or only, it should be branches from fruit trees, or if you have the fruits on them. So we are judged at the Peirus Ailan. So that is why we decorate, or some places they have the minhag to decorate their homes and the shuls with Anfei Ilanos, those branches from trees. And it happens to be, we should mention that there are some poskim who said that these are not good minhagim, meaning to decorate the shuls with roses and the like, and with branches. The Chai Adam brings in the name of the Gra, he was mevatel this minhag. He says because the goyim do this nowadays, that they decorate places on their secular, their religious holiday days. Accordingly, for us to continue doing it would be a problem of chukas ha-goyim, going in the secular ways, going in the pagan ways of the non-Jews. And accordingly, the Gra said we cannot act on this minhag any longer. So he held it was a chukas ha-goyim, but nonetheless, there are poskim that say that even though there are those that don't like this minhag because of the chukas ha-goyim, nonetheless, and this is brought in the Yalkut Yosef, Hanach Lam Yisrael Sheminag Amto, we should let Klal Yisrael do their minhagim. This is a minhag Yisrael Torah, the minhag as a basis. Will be front Sheminag Zeh Kadum V'nizkar B'divrei Chazal, especially because this minhag is an old minhag. It's brought in Chazal to do this. And accordingly, despite those who detract from this minhag and say not to do it, Rav Avadya Yosef was in favor of doing this minhag. We started it. The fact that they came and copied us, or they do the same thing, should not take away from the minhag that we have, that does have a basis in Chazal. Have a wonderful day.